Welcome to Candlestick Park in San Francisco, for the game between the Montreal Expos and the San Francisco Giants. Here are the starting lineups. For the Montreal Expos. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Tim Raines. Batting second. The right fielder, Max Venable. Batting third. The left fielder, Mike Stenhouse. Batting fourth. The catcher, Gary Carter. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Dan Dreesen. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Tim Wallach. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Darryl Thomas. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Doug Flynn. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill Gullickson. Pitching for the Montreal Expos, Bill Gullickson. For the San Francisco Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Dan Gladden. Batting second. The second baseman, Manny Trillo. Batting third. The right fielder, Dusty Baker. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jeffrey Leonard. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Al Oliver. Batting sixth. The catcher, Bob Brenly. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Joel Youngblood. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Brad Wellman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jeff Robinson. Pitching for the San Francisco Giants, Jeff Robinson. And now, play ball. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raines hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Gladden. Raines reaches second base with a double. Max Venable is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Venable hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Raines scores. Venable moves to second. It's 1-0, Expos. Mike Stenhouse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stenhouse hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Venable scores. It's 2-0, Expos. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Stenhouse moves to second. Dan Dreesen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dreesen hits a ball on the ground towards second. Trillo scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Stenhouse moves to third. Two outs. Tim Wallach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Stenhouse scores. It's 3-0, Expos. Tim Wallach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wallach hits a ball on the ground towards third. Youngblood fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Dan Gladden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gladden is hit by the pitch. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trillo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Thomas fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Dusty Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Wallach settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Giants nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Gene Richards now playing left field. Jeffrey Leonard now playing center field. Darryl Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a fly ball into right field. Baker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Trillo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Gullickson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gullickson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wellman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Jeffrey Leonard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leonard strikes out. One out. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver hits a fly ball into right field. Venable settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Brenly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brenly hits a pop-up towards third. Wallach settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Giants nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raines is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Raines takes first base on ball 4. Mark Davis now pitching. Max Venable is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Raines. The throw from Brenly and he is safe. Raines steals second. Max Venable is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Venable is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Venable hits a pop-up towards short. Wellman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Stenhouse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stenhouse is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Stenhouse strikes out. Two outs. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Carter is walked intentionally. Dan Dreesen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dreesen is 0-for-1 in the game. Dreesen hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Davis juggles the ball. That's an error on Davis. Raines scores. Carter moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 4-0, Expos. Tim Wallach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wallach is 0-for-1 in the game. Wallach hits a fly ball into center field. Leonard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Brad Wellman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wellman strikes out. One out. Mark Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Youngblood moves to second. Gene Richards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richards hits a ball on the ground towards first. Dreesen scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Richards for the out. Youngblood moves to third. Davis moves to second. Two outs. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trillo is 0-for-1 in the game. Trillo hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Youngblood scores. Davis scores. It's 4-2, Expos. Dusty Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0-for-1 in the game. Baker hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Trillo moves to second. Jeffrey Leonard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leonard is 0-for-1 in the game. Leonard hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 5-4, Giants. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0-for-1 in the game. Oliver hits a fly ball into right field. Venable settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Expos 4. the Expos will come to bat. Darryl Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-1 in the game. Thomas hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Leonard. Thomas reaches second base with a double. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn is 0-for-1 in the game. Flynn hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Leonard. Flynn reaches second base with a double. Thomas scores. It's Expos, 5, Giants, 5. Bill Gullickson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gullickson is 0-for-1 in the game. Gullickson bunts towards third. Youngblood fields it and throws to first for the out. Flynn moves to third. One out. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raines is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Raines takes first base on ball 4. Max Venable is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Venable is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Venable hits a fly ball towards center field. Leonard makes the catch and then fumbles the ball. That's an error on Leonard. Flynn tags and scores. Raines tags and moves to second. Two outs. It's 6-5, Expos. Mike Stenhouse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stenhouse is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Stenhouse strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos 6, and the Giants 5. The Giants will come to bat. Bob Brenly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brenly is 0-for-1 in the game. Brenly hits a fly ball into center field. Raines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Youngblood hits a ball on the ground towards short. Thomas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Brad Wellman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wellman is 0-for-1 in the game. Wellman hits a fly ball into right field. Venable settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos 6, and the Giants 5. The Expos will come to bat. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wellman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dan Dreesen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dreesen is 0-for-2 in the game. Dreesen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Trillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tim Wallach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wallach is 0-for-2 in the game. Wallach strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos 6, and the Giants 5. The Giants will come to bat. Mark Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a fly ball into center field. Raines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Richards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richards is 0-for-1 in the game. Richards hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Richards. The throw from Carter and he is out, Thomas applying the tag. Two outs. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trillo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Trillo hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Dreesen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos 6, and the Giants 5. the Expos will come to bat. Darryl Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Thomas hits a fly ball into right field. Baker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Flynn hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Oliver settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Gullickson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gullickson is 0-for-1 in the game. Gullickson hits a fly ball into left field. Richard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos 6, and the Giants 5. The Giants will come to bat. Dusty Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Baker hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Flynn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jeffrey Leonard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leonard is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Leonard hits a fly ball into center field. Rain settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0-for-2 in the game. Oliver hits a fly ball into left field. Stenhouse settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Expos 6, and the Giants 5. The Expos will come to bat. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raines is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and 2 walks. Raines hits a fly ball into right field. Baker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Max Venable is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Venable is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Venable hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Leonard throws the ball into Wellman, who tags Venable trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Two outs. Mike Stenhouse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stenhouse is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Stenhouse strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Expos 6, and the Giants 5. The Giants will come to bat. Bob Brenly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brenly is 0-for-2 in the game. Brenly strikes out. One out. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Youngblood strikes out. Brad Wellman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wellman is 0-for-2 in the game. Wellman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Thomas misplays the ball. That's an error on Thomas. Youngblood moves to second. Scott Thompson pinch hits for Mark Davis. Scott Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Flynn fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Expos 6, and the Giants 5. The Expos will come to bat. Frank Williams now pitching. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Carter hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dan Dreesen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Williams. Carter moves to second. Dan Dreesen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dreesen is 0-for-3 in the game. Dreesen hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Carter moves to third. Tim Wallach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wallach is 0 for 3 in the game. Wallach hits a ball on the ground towards third. Youngblood fields it and throws to home to get Carter. Dreesen moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Daryl Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Williams fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Expos 6, and the Giants 5. The Giants will come to bat. Gene Richards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richards is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Richards hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trillo is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Trillo bunts towards the mound. Gullickson fields it and throws to first for the out. Richards moves to second. One out. Dusty Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Baker takes first base on ball 4. John Rabb pinch runs for Dusty Baker. Jeffrey Leonard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leonard is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Leonard hits a fly ball into right field. Venable settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Gary Lucas now pitching. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0 for 3 in the game. Oliver takes first base on ball 4. Richards moves to third. Rabb moves to second. Jeff Reardon now pitching. Bob Brenly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brenly is 0 for 3 in the game. Brenly hits a fly ball into left field. Stenhouse settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Expos 6, and the Giants 5. The Expos will come to bat. John Rabb now playing right field. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Flynn hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Williams fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Jeff Reardon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reardon strikes out. 2 outs. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raines is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and 2 walks. Raines hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gary Lavelle now pitching. Chili Davis now playing right field. Max Venable is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Raines. The throw from Brenly and he is safe. Raines steals second. Max Venable is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Venable is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Venable hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Raines scores. It's 7-5, Expos. Jim Wolford pinch hits for Mike Stenhouse. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford hits a fly ball into right field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Expos 7, and the Giants 5. The Giants will come to bat. Mike Ramsey now playing shortstop. Daryl Thomas now playing left field. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Youngblood hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ramsey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Brad Wellman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wellman is 0 for 3 in the game. Wellman strikes out. two outs. Chili Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis takes first base on ball four. Gene Richards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richards is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Richards takes first base on ball four. Davis moves to second. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trillo is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Trillo hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Davis scores. Richards moves to third. Trillo moves to second. It's 7-6, Expos. Dwayne Kuiper pinch hits for Gary Lavelle. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is walked intentionally. Jeffrey Leonard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leonard is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got three RBIs. Leonard hits a fly ball into right field. Venabil settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Montreal Expos, 7, and San Francisco Giants, 6. Goodbye from Candlestick Park in San Francisco.